play or not to play? That's the situation facing head coach Doug Peterson after the Eagles clinch home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs, courtesy of their Christmas night win over the Oakland Raiders. We kick off this Victory Tuesday edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with how much we can expect to see Nick Foles and company against the Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be day-to-day, quite honestly. You know, obviously injuries play a factor in that, and you know, listen, you're only limited to 46, and you only can put seven guys down. So, if you do the math, I mean, some of your starters are going to have to play.
Foles struggled completing only 50% of his pass attempts and not really generating much on offense outside of the team's second drive, which ended with Jay Ajayi's touchdown reception. But it was enough to get the win, and Peterson is confident that Foles' mistakes can be corrected.
Listen, number one, it's not about one person. There's enough to go around offensively. Obviously, the quarterback is the focal point because he touches the ball, you know, every snap. But there's enough to go around offensively to make the corrections and to get better. The thing is, everything's fixable, everything's correctable. He'll learn from it. We'll learn from it. And it's really a good thing too when you can play again. You play as poor and as sloppy as you did offensively, but still have a chance to. And pull it out in the end with a 2-minute drive to put yourself in a position to kick that game winner.
Have you made any decision as to whether you'll play your starters on Sunday?
I have not.
I will give Foles credit for this. He has the perspective of a 6-year veteran who has seen the highs and lows that a player can go through in the league. Wins are not weighted by style points, and the Eagles accomplished the biggest goal of the night, and that was clinching the number one seed for the playoffs.
I didn't play good enough. Absolutely. You know, I got to play cleaner. I got to, you know, obviously play better. Third down's a big thing with the quarterback, you know, pinpoint accuracy, making good decisions. I'll look at the film. I'll improve. And, you know, these wins are tough. Wins in the NFL are tough. This was a crazy, sloppy game. And I thought our defense played wonderful, giving us the opportunity. I believe it was 5 turnovers. That's huge. So this win was big.
It's just another example of how the NFL is truly a week-to-week league. Against New York, Foles threw 4 touchdown passes, but the defense allowed the Giants to keep the game close. On Monday night, it was the defense that forced 5 turnovers and put an exclamation point on the victory as Derek Barnett scored his first career NFL touchdown as time expired.
Our team in a position to win. It was the exact opposite last week. You know, so it is what it is. It's whatever it takes to get the W. We obviously know, you know, what it means to get turnovers, especially turnovers, you know, in a red zone or in plus territory. We had a problem with field position in that second half pretty much the whole time. So those stops were huge to be able to keep those points off the board.
You know, at the end of the day, we're a team. We're stick together. We stand up for each other. And, you know, we knew we had to step up a little bit, and we did that.
We just played great team ball. You know, the offense is not going as well as they have, you know. The defense got to step up and make some turnovers, give them some extra chances, you know, to score the ball. So, you know, in my opinion, it was a great team win.
Just needed to win. I mean, at the end of the day, we wanted to win the game that we're in, and we wanted, you know, home field advantage. We know how important that is to our season. We had the opportunity tonight in front of, you know, the world on Christmas. We wanted to make sure that we didn't let this opportunity slip.
Do you have any preference on...
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 featuring Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook recapping the win over the Raiders. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us on this Victory Tuesday edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.